Well, we have a special Valley Talk program for you here on KROX in Crookston on this Friday, December 22nd. Bo Melby here, and, well, Santa Claus has made his way to the studio. Santa, you're back.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. Bo, how have you been?
You know, I've been pretty good. You know, it's been a good year, and got engaged since the last time we talked. That's exciting, and yeah, no, it's been a good year. How have you been, Santa?
Santa's been well. We've been very busy at the North Pole this year.
I would assume so. It's always busy up there this time of year, right?
Lots more good kids this year. Lots more than normal.
Well, that's great. And speaking of good kids, all the listeners right now, if you are listening, the kiddos can call 218-281-1140 or have your parents call. Either way, 218-281-1140. Give us a call, and Santa we'll listen to what you want for Christmas. So we'll wait some time here, see when we get our first caller. But otherwise, Santa, I mean, yeah, it's a little weird. There's not as much snow as last year.
Not much snow, but the sleigh does operate. Snow or no snow, it will operate.
I was a little curious about that, yeah. So that is good to know. You won't have any issues in that regard. And, I mean, other than that, you said it's a busy time of year. And do you happen to know what are the main things the kiddos are asking for nowadays?
I'm really surprised.
Yeah?
It's not so much electronics anymore.
Really?
They're going back to some more traditional items.
Well, that is great to hear. So that's very exciting. And obviously, we'll have to wait and see some kiddos to call. Again, call 218-281-1140. And you can talk to Santa, and he's waiting for your phone calls.
I always enjoy coming to visit KROX.
Well, I don't know what I mentioned earlier on the Breakfast Time News. I don't know what dirt Chris has on you, but you make a time to come down here from the North Pole, and we're very lucky to have you. I don't think a lot of radio stations get this opportunity.
You know, I've been coming here probably going on 40 years.
40 years.
Back to the old farm show with Ed Ross, farm editor in the morning.
Wow. I did not know that. That's 10 years before I was even born.
We know.
That's impressive, Santa. You are a trooper for sticking with this tradition for this long.
So we always try to make it our best to take time out, and especially to take some phone calls for those kids that maybe didn't get that list in the mail.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, that's obviously a lot of people, you know, traditionally think, oh, I'll mail my letter to Santa, but this is a great way to kind of speed track that up. I mean, yeah, we're very close to Christmas, but you guys can still whip up some gifts, right?
Oh, absolutely. We always have some on reserve as well. And, you know, people always ask me, they say, Santa, aren't you afraid with all the air traffic in the air? And I say, you know, NORAD gives me clean airspace from 6 p.m. Christmas Eve till 6 a.m. Christmas Day.
That's right, yeah, because you can actually track Santa nowadays. It's pretty fancy. And, yeah, it's, you know, that's one thing, too. You don't have to worry about the satellites. You don't go that high, thankfully. But, yeah, all the air traffic, I mean, it's impressive how much you get to how you get around in 12 hours.
Actually, I get better airspace than Air Force One.
Ooh, you know, I'm not surprised. You know, you are a little a high priority, I'll say that much. So, again, the kiddos can call 218-281-1140, 218-281-1140. Santa's here waiting. I mean, we don't want to keep him here for nothing. So we'd love to hear some kids around the area and see what they want to get for Christmas.
You know, Bo,
yeah?
I have not got to your list yet.
You haven't yet.
So what is it that Bo would like?
Oh, geez, that's a tough question. I mean, I'm pretty lucky. I got a lot of stuff as it is, but I would probably, if I was going to be a little selfish, which I don't like to be. Easy there, Santa. Anyway, I would love a new Wild sweater, new Minnesota Wild jersey, preferably Brock Faber. He's quite the player.
He is quite a Minnesota boy, too, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you're on top of things. Well, I think we have a caller here. So let's see here. Let's get them on the line. And good morning. Are you calling for Santa? Hello? Oh, okay. No, that's no big deal. We have a little phone. No worries at all. I appreciate that. All right. Now we have somebody on the line. Good morning. Who's this?
Cora Larvey.
Cora Larvier, and you're on the line with Santa.
Hello, Cora. How are you?
Good.
Have you been a good girl this year, Cora?
Yeah.
I noticed you were on the good list. You had what is on your list for Santa to bring you?
I really want a puppy this year.
A puppy? That's a lot of responsibility, Cora.
Yep.
You'll take good care
of it? I'm taking care of my aunt's dog, and I'm really good at that.
Oh, so you have special training.
Yep.
Then I don't feel worried at all about dropping a dog off. Anything else?
That's the only first thing on my list.
Well, very good, Cora. Well, we'll see about that puppy dog, okay?
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Cora.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, a puppy. Wow, that's a... Santa, that's a big one right away.
That'll be my first stop.
Yeah, that's a good point. You don't want to bring that around for too long. All right, well, that was our first caller again. Call 218-281-1140. And you can get your list over to Santa here. And we already got a puppy on the list in Minnesota Wild jersey as well for me personally. I don't know if that'll happen or not. And I'm a little old, I guess, now, so I don't know if I... still fall in that category, but...
You're about to that point where you'll appreciate socks.
Oh, I love socks. I got a lot of holes in mine right now, so... No, that's great. No, I'm definitely there. So, again, 218-281-1140, and we'll see what Santa can pull some strings and get some more gifts given. And granted, you do have to be on the nice list, so that's one thing to remember.
One thing about the weather today...
Yeah?
Is if you've listened to all the stories of Christmas...
Yep.
There's fog out there.
There is.
What if this fog is around on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
I'm quizzing you, Bo.
Yeah.
What does Santa Claus do then?
I'm guessing he gets Rudolph to lead him through the night.
And we follow his shiny nose.
Exactly. Shines red.
And Rudolph has never, never, never failed us.
Oh, that is great to hear. That's the thing. You know, what about bad weather? You don't really think about that. Blizzards, fog, or... you know, whatever it may, maybe if there's like a hurricane on the waters, you got to avoid that. So, or I guess you can go over it. I don't know. But either way, that's good to know that even if it's foggy like this, you'll still get your presents if you've been a good boy or girl. So, again.
Yeah, exactly. So no need to worry. In all the years we've been visiting boys and girls' houses while they sleep, we've never, ever not made it.
That's just, you know, I'll make all the kids sleep well knowing that even if the weather's bad, whatever it may be, Santa's got their back. That is awesome to hear. So, again, call 218-281-1140. And I think this happened last year where it's a slow start and then we're going to get slammed towards the end here.
That's
normally
okay.
Santa, but that's definitely fine. We got plenty of time here still on the Valley Talk program here on KROX. Again, we're very lucky to have Santa Claus in the studio. I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, you could call, you could even FaceTime, whatever it is now, you know, all the technology, but... you really come in, you physically are here. We're very lucky to have that.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. And like I said, I enjoy coming to Crookston once a year, pre-Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's a good point, too. Yeah, I don't want to scare the kids thinking just because you stopped at the studio, you're not going to come drop off the presents.
And, you know, the treats they leave nowadays.
Oh, yeah?
Santa still likes milk and cookies, but some get pretty extravagant.
Really?
I spend a little too much time on the ground.
Yeah, a little extravagant, you say. I'm familiar with the milk and cookies, maybe some carrots for the reindeer, but I mean.
They always appreciate the carrots.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's the thing. They got a long time, too. They're hauling you and your big sleigh around, so it's good to give them some carrots to keep them going.
Exactly. And as we complete our flight, you know, we get a little lighter,
mm-hmm.
So they're not working quite as hard. But when we first take off,
oof,
it's a full load.
I bet. Yeah, because that's the thing. You're not just hitting up all the, giving presents to all the kids in Crookston or Minnesota or the United States, the whole world. You are just a talented group, and because not just you, but all the elves helping out the shop as well and getting all those gifts ready. And, we'll see what that puppy dog will be working on that one again.
And let's not forget the most important one.
Yeah.
Mrs. Claus.
Of course, yes.
She takes care of me, has my suit all tidy and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the past couple months every year, starting in about October,
yeah.
She starts, it seems my plate gets a little bit smaller at the dinner table.
Oh, really? Doesn't really try to hide the fact around you, does she?
No, she does not.
Well, I mean, I guess she's just looking out for you, Santa.
Correct.
That is good. A little more vegetables on your plate than before.
She can kind of guess if I'm going to make the suit or not.
Yeah, she doesn't want to make any adjustments right the night before, right?
None the night before.
Oh, that is good to hear. So again, call 218-281-1140, and you can talk to Santa, get him what you want for Christmas. And again, so far we got a puppy dog, and so that's the thing, the bar's been set kind of high, so I don't know.
Very high.
Yeah, I don't know if that might have scared off some kiddos and thinking, oh, geez, I got to think of something to beat that. But you don't. Just whatever you want. You know, that's the thing. That's the beauty of Christmas is that Santa Claus will be there and he tries his best to get whatever you want for Christmas.
And that is the key, Bo.
Yep.
That is the key. I try my best to get you what you want.
Yep.
May not always happen, but I try my best to get you what you want.
Exactly. But this is a great opportunity for those kids to call in and maybe put a little pressure on Santa Claus to get them that gift, you know. So maybe their parents will hear that and maybe they'll help them out saying, okay, well, Santa, maybe they'll try to contact you and maybe work something out to make sure it'll work out as well. Because a puppy dog, something like that too, I mean, it's not just the one kid that gets it. It's the whole house in that sense.
That's why Cora said she'd take good care.
True. That is good to hear.
That's a lot of responsibility for a puppy.
That it is. All right. Well, as of right now, nobody's calling in. So again, we don't want to waste your time. So please give us a call, 218-281-1140, 218-281-1140. And we will get you on the line here to talk with Santa. And he will go and ask you the pretty simple questions. Have you been a good boy or girl? And what do you want for Christmas?
Pretty simple. Don't have to be shy. And yeah, we've got about 4 minutes to go, 4 or 5 minutes. So please give a call if you'd like, 281-1140. 4-0, correct?
Yeah, there you go, Santa. You
there
got
you
it.
There you go. Merry Christmas, yes.
Yeah, you were a pretty good memory there. I mean, you've been doing this long enough, I guess.
It's good, but short.
Well, that's good. That's the thing. That's why you have the list, the nicer, the naughtier nice list, because otherwise, I don't know how you'd remember all the names.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. All right, yeah, just a couple more minutes left here. Give us a call and talk to Santa, and, you know, that's the thing. We want to make sure that we have people calling, because I mean, Santa, I mean, if this doesn't go too well, I mean, who knows if you'll have time to squeeze it in.
I'll always find time.
Oh, that's good.
You know, some years when we do come by, the children are still in school.
True, yep.
And things of that nature, or they're not at the daycare.
Yeah, that's a good
you
point.
Know, we had a lot of daycares called in over the years.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, that's the thing. It's, yeah, it's not just simply you're at home just doing nothing, you know. That's a lot of kids are, yeah, they're out and about and they're don't have time. They're not listening to KROX because it's not playing, so they don't know. It's kind
That's
of a bummer.
Fine. That's fine. No, it's not a bummer. It's great to come here. Great to chat with
oh,
you.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Always have a pleasure. It's my really all mine to talk to you with you, Santa.
And to see you on the good list every year, it amazes me.
Ooh, yeah, it amazes me too. No kidding there, Santa. No, yeah, that's great. So, again, just a couple minutes left. Call 218-281-1140, and we can get your list over to Santa what you want for Christmas, and you know, that's the thing. You might think, oh, it's the 22nd already, Santa. I mean, how can you make something happen and get a gift to someone who just asked for it today? But you guys got your Christmas magic, right?
We have resources.
Mm-hmm.
We have resources, and in some instances, there's always, you know, Amazon.
Yeah. Hasn't that been a little helping you out in a pinch at some certain times?
It has helped out in a pinch, no doubt about it.
Well, now the phone lines are lighting up. We have someone on the line. Good morning. Who's this?
My name is Grace.
Grace, and you're on the line with Santa.
Good morning, Grace. How are you?
Good, I'm good.
And Grace, what would you like Santa Claus to bring you this year?
I would like my own Nintendo Switch.
Your own Nintendo Switch, all right. And you, go ahead.
And a camera.
A Nintendo Switch and a camera.
Yeah.
All right, have you been good this year?
Yeah.
You hesitated there a bit, Grace. You hesitated just a little bit, but I'll take your word for it. Santa Claus will see what he can do for the Nintendo Switch and for the camera for Grace. Merry Christmas, Grace.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas. Little hesitation
hey,
there.
A little hesitation there. All right, looks like we got another caller on the line. Let's get them on the air. Okay, good morning. You're talking with Santa. Who's this?
Good morning.
Who's this?
My name is Johnny.
How are you?
Very good.
Very good. What would you like Santa Claus to bring you this year?
I would like a toy fire truck for myself and a new car for my mom hobby.
Okay, you would like a toy truck for yourself and a new car for your mommy.
Yeah, a toy fire truck.
Toy fire truck. Okay, well, I'll see what I can do about that. And, like I said earlier, Santa tries his best to bring you what you want, okay?
Thank you, Santa.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, again, you can still call 218-281-1140, and we're just about wrapping up with time here. We'll take another caller or two if we do get them, but otherwise Santa is, as you know, very busy, and we're going to have to let him go eventually. So
I wonder if she wants a Ford.
Do you know someone who could help him out with that?
Possibly.
Yeah, all right, cool. I mean, I do too, but I mean, it's kind of an okay salesman. But anyway, so that's an opportunity here. Call 218-281-1140. 218-281-1140. We can get you on here to talk with Santa before he has to go back up to the North Pole and get ready. He's, 48 hours almost ready till you're going?
Pretty close. And then once again, too, you can follow my travels on Christmas Eve.
That's right.
I think, don't you normally put a link or something up?
Yeah, I believe we do. My memory's not the greatest. I barely remember what I had for lunch yesterday, Santa. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure we probably do it on KROX. We'll have a link. So, yeah, you can check out where Santa's traveling all over the around the world. And you can be ready for when he is headed your way. But you got to make sure stay up. You got to be sleeping, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So get a good night's rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then be anticipating the big spring out of bed in the morning to see what I've brought you.
That is the best feeling in the world. I mean, so many mornings, Christmas mornings for me growing up and rushing down and waking up my parents who didn't want to wake up that early. Might have been, partaking in some festivities the night before. But anyway, they still got up there and they were very surprised with how well Santa treated us. So I thank you for my childhood and all the great Christmases I've had. And if you want to have a great Christmas as well by asking Santa for some specific gifts, again, call 218-281-1140. We have about 2.5 minutes here before we're going to wrap things up.
One of the pleasures, though, Bo, really, is to be part of memories like you just shared. To be part of memories growing up as a child and Santa making that visit to the house. Those memories you cherish them forever.
You definitely do, Santa. You and your whole crew have provided wonderful memories for millions, probably billions. I know, actually, for a fact, billions of people. So, we really appreciate all that you do, and for not only the kids in Crookston and the surrounding area, but also around the world. So I really can't thank all you do, but I think we haven't had any phone lines light up, so I think, Santa, I think we'll probably let you go for today and get back to the North Pole.
Well, thank you very much, Bo, for inviting me in today. And yes, we've been making our way north here shortly. And once again, for all you good children out there, boys and girls, don't forget, be in bed on Christmas Eve. Be good. Not just one day a year, but all year long. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you, Bo. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you, Santa. Merry Christmas to you as well. And you have a great rest of your day. Great Christmas, and we hope you safe travels. And again, yes, you can track Santa on the NORAD, on that website, which we'll have a link to a little later. For right now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll call that good for right now in our Valley Talk program.